From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the Clown Prince of Western Pictures, Smiley Burnett.
Taking it easy, it's my lazy day.
It's my lazy day.
And now here's old Cactus Pants himself, Smiley Burnett.
Yeah. Oh, rough and tough, old rough and tough. That's
yes,
me,
sir.
Boy.
Yeah.
I'm just mattering a wet hen at the refund department in that general merchandise store, I'll tell you that.
Well, Smiley, what are you mad about? They refunded your money, didn't they?
Well, they didn't do it cheerfully.
Joe,
I was flying home from New York City a while back, and I've been meaning to tell you this. There was a cowpuncher got on the plane in Albuquerque,
yeah.
And when we got down over the tonneau rim, the hostess tried to get this cowboy to fasten his seatbelt.
Oh, he wouldn't mind her, huh?
Why, he wouldn't have no part of it. He says, look, I've been a-riding all these critters for 30 years, and I ain't going to be saddle-tied now. Let her buck!
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Oh.
Anyone else but me.
Oh.
Anyone else but me. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Now I just got word from the guy who heard from the guy next door to me.
Met a gal who loves to pet and suits him to a T.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Definition of mink and ermine.
Mink and ermine. No, I don't think I do, Smiley. What
well,
is it?
Sir, when a woman turns around to look at another woman, that's mink.
Uh-huh.
But when a woman in mink turns around to look at another woman, that's ermine. Hello? Huh? Yeah, this is Smiley Bird's Nest.
Shut up now.
What? No, we ain't forgot it. That's the most important part of her show. All right, go back to bed. The man trying to tell me it's time for the sponsor. I know it's time for the sponsor. Take over and tell that feller.
Thank you.
here comes that nice time in our program when we let Georgia Brown sing. Yes, sir, we're glad to have her sing The Man I Love.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. So all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man.
Georgia Brown singing about the man she loves. Say, she does a good job. Mighty nice job. Fellers, Bessie Fogarty is a nurse out down at Freeman. Yeah, she's pretty too. Yeah, betcha. She's a nurse at the Ernest Dingwell Klinger Memorial Hospital. And she told me that J. Parthenon Phipps was into the doctor's office. And Dr. N. Minger Eads, he was in there getting a check. And doctor, I guess he's going to get some insurance or something. Anyhow, Doc says to him, he says, Mr. Clincher, do you smoke?
He said, no, sir, I don't approve of it.
Well, Doc says, do you ever take a drink?
Mr. Phipps says, I absolutely do not. I crusade continually against it.
Well, Doc says, I don't suppose you've ever kissed a girl either, did you?
He says, that's a very personal question, doctor, but if you must know, I never have.
Well, Doc says, as far as I can tell, you're going to live to a ripe old age if you just learn to fold your wings when you go through a gate at the park, and it might be a good idea to get some hairpins for your halo. Oh, boy. I got a song here now called Cecil Could See What He Wanted to See. On the streets of the village stood Cecil, with dark glasses and a cup in his hand, with a look both pathetic and eager. He cried, won't you help a poor man? His clothes were all tattered and ragged, and his world was as dark as the night. But just let a pretty girl go by him, and Cecil could see her all right. Oh, Cecil could see what he wanted to see, and be where he wanted to be, till the constable heard Cecil whistle. Now Cecil no longer is free, now Cecil no longer is free. Once Cecil went out to a ball game with a bottle of pop in his hand. Two hot dogs were stuffed in his pockets,
He had a jackknife, a cushion, and a fan. He stole the big box from the grocer. Then he heard someone holler, "Play ball!" And Cecil cussed out the poor umpire through a hole he had carved in the wall. For Cecil could see what he wanted to see and be where he wanted to be. Till the constable heard Cecil whistle. Now Cecil no longer is free, is free. Now Cecil no longer is free.
Contest, but none of the politicians will be in town till tomorrow, so we'll have it tomorrow night.
Folks, we got to go now. This is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me. I'll dare you to talk about me and goodbye.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.